Thanksgiving is less than 3 weeks away, and people are already dreading the possible political confrontations around the dinner table. But Marianne has found a way for you to have a peaceful family get-together. Oh, yeah? I want to hear this.
You know, everything is going to be okay. That's what I'm saying. But the key is to take some steps ahead of time to mend your politically strained relationship before the pressure is really on around the dinner table. You know what I mean?
I know, and I wonder, and people wonder, is it really possible to do that, given how divided we are?
Yes, it is completely possible. You know, think about the long-term stuff. You love your family. You love your friends. So if you are proactive about things, it becomes even better. There's a website that it's called Starts With Us, whose team includes psychologists. And what they do is teach ways to depolarize us. The group says 1 in 5 Americans say that politics has harmed a close relationship. And they've put together guides for mending these relationships and exercises for how to do it. And it all begins with going for a walk with the person you want to reconnect with. It's easy.
Yeah, well, all right, let's go through the steps. Set the table for us from the website Starts With Us. What do we do? And it's not. And when you say go for a walk, there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a walk because it's very intentional. Like, you are doing this for a reason so that you can, you know, reconnect with this person. So, all right, step one is get clear on what you hope to achieve. We live most of our lives on autopilot, just reacting to things. So, you know, this is an activity that's going to require a little thinking, a little preparation, and you want to clarify in your own head your intentions and your goals before you walk and talk with your friend. And obviously the goal is to repair the tension that is in the relationship.
Yeah, I get it. Got to do a little planning, a little thought ahead of time.
Plan. Do it in your head first, and then you ask for a walk. So ask the person if they'd be willing to go for a walk with you in a few days. You know, that gives you a little bit of a buffer there. And it's best if this is a side-by-side walk that lasts at least 45 minutes. And ideally, you do this outside in nature during daylight, because there is some science behind this. Experts say that engaging in joint movement together helps us to bond.
Okay.
And I know that for a fact. I go walking with my friends, not for this reason, just, you know, for a walk. And I get so much closer to whoever that person is just because I'm walking with them. You know, we're talking, I don't know, your endorphins are going, you feel good, you're outside, and, you know, you just feel this bonding take over. So, I mean, at least I do.
Yeah, I like that tip, walk side by side. Even though you may want to, you know, have about 20 feet between you.
No,
or way, somebody way in front of you or way behind you. But don't do that.
You know, it's like we all have to get over this, you know.
That's right.
There doesn't have to be this animosity. All right, so the next step is check your own assumptions beforehand. This is really interesting. A major driver of political animosity is that many of us have distorted perceptions of each other. They're called large perception gaps. So these are big differences in what we think people on the other side believe and what they actually believe. So and it goes both ways. I mean, they make these assumptions about us. We often assume that we know what's driving someone else's behaviors, but a lot of times we're wrong, and that divides us even more. So keep in mind that researchers have found that Democrats' perceptions of Republicans are surprisingly inaccurate, and the same is true for Republicans' perceptions of Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They are inaccurate. You can go online and take tests, quizzes, that will tell you that so that you can make some judgments, and then you will see how off you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
It's surprising.
That's a really good one,
All right, whatever you do, get your mind off of the argument mindset, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, exactly. And that's the next step, is to aim to dialogue, not to win a debate. So a lot of us jump into politically charged conversations by trying to debate and win arguments, which usually just ramps up the tensions. For this walk, you're going to aim to just exchange ideas, not debate them. You'll learn about each other's reasonings and trying not to point, you know, score points or win.
Yeah.
And then conjure your best self. Research tells us that our social models, the people that we admire and that we emulate, often have a quiet but profound influence on us. So ask yourself, who is this person that I really admire, how they react to things, and then emulate that person. So try to be how that person would be. Mm-hmm. And I know plenty of people like that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. And I think of a guy I used to work with who had the greatest temperament and disposition, and I just try to channel him sometimes.
Yes. Well, okay. I'm gonna keep an eye out for that, Bob.
Yeah.
And I'll tell me who that is later. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, take the walk and ride the wave is the last tip here. When you get together for your walk, thank your acquaintance for coming. And then while walking, begin sharing one person at a time how you're doing these days. What are the highs and the lows that you're experiencing? And at first, you avoid the issues that divide you, and then. You know, just listen and focus on your social connection. And then after you break the ice, you know, ask them if they're up for explaining why they hold a political position that has divided you. And you'd be surprised. I mean, by this time you're into the walk and things are going well and, you know, you're feeling positive. You're not interrogating or challenging. And it'll make it easier for you both to discuss, let the conversation flow. And none of this is guaranteed to fix the problem or change anybody's mind, but this is just like a reset, a new beginning, peaceful coexistence, and it's just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Thanksgiving and the dinner, what's on Savvy Planet?
Well, it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, really, but you know that I've been shopping at the farmers markets all summer long, and you know this because I drag you every weekend. I connected with a farmer who's got delicious bacon, and I've been making recipes with bacon. So you have to see this carbonara. It's the creamy shiitake carbonara with crispy bacon and bruschetta pasta, and it is so good, easy to make. And I'm just saying you should make it. And if you subscribe to savvy-planet.com, you'll get the recipe sent to you and a link to the farmer so that you, too, can order that bacon.
I like the farmer's markets, even though I'm buying the sweets while you're, you know, checking the vegetables.
Exactly.
Okay, now you know what I've been eating. And Marianne tests all her recipes on me first so I can endorse and approve. Go to savvy-planet.com. Okay, Marianne, thank you. I feel better about Thanksgiving now. I think I foresee lots of walks in our family.
Thank you, Bob.